Okay, let's get into our discussion of Pesachim Daf Nun Dalid. Pesachim Nun Dalid, we have a couple of well-known ideas on today's daf. These couple of dafim have some special treats, as we had yesterday from the Tzfardeya, and today we have the seven things created before the world was created, and we have the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos about the 10 items that were created Bein Hashmashos, and in a couple of days, not tomorrow's daf, the next daf, we have Yaakov Avinu and his sons on his deathbed. So we have a couple of general story inyanim, in the middle of Pesachim right here on daf Nun Gimel, Nadal, and Hey Nun Vav. Okay, we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We're talking about Havdalah, lighting candles on at Leil, Shabbos and Yantif, and Motzai, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The Mishnah quoted that there are different minhagim in terms of whether one lights candles on Erev Yom Kippur or not. Whether the minhag is to light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, wonderful. And whether the minhag is not to, that's also wonderful. One should follow the minhag. In Simin Tuf Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about at length somewhat here about Motzah Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah is about Erev Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Tuf Reish Yud, this halacha, makam shenogin lahadlik ner below Yom Kippur madlikin, makam shenogin shlo lahadlikin madlikin, right? That is, the different days are both quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The im yesh lo ner ba bayis, chay lahadlik ner ba cheder shashokhiv sham, kadeh shalo yavali de tashvish. The Ramah quotes the Maharil that the basis, as our Gemara says, for these, both of these menhagim is to try, provide to prevent, any, relations between the husband and the wife, and that is why the minhagim were started. Anyway, that's a minhag, and it also gets into the sugya of making a bracha on a minhag, which big discussion in Tosfos and the Rambam. There are some minhagim that everybody makes a bracha on, Yantif Sheni, some that nobody makes a bracha on, that's the banking, what's called Chibud HaRava on Hoshana Rabbah, and then there are machlokos about the other ones in the middle. For example, Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a machlokos, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether we say halal, whether we say a bracha on that minhag. So there's different discussions in the poskim about that. Either way, now we continue relating to Havdalah. So the Gemara just quoted Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, who said that we don't make a bracha on Motzah Yom Kippur. We only make a bracha on Motzah Shabbos, since that's when fire was created. Ho'o v'tchilas b'ryasahu. Fire was created. That's what the Gemara said that we discussed yesterday. The Tosfos that Birchas Mori Mori Ha'esh is not a Birchas HaNehenin, because then you'd make a bracha each and every time that you see it. It's not like Besamim, and therefore the Tosis says it has to be a different type of bracha. But the Tosis says, why don't you make a Birchas HaNehenin on it? And he talks about, and the Ritva expands it upon it, in terms of only a Hana that is imbibed, a Hana that is inside. Okay, let's do a little more, and then we'll talk more about Havdalah. Says the Gemara, Ula, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Ula, havi rachiv chamer v'azil, Ula was riding on a donkey. Havi shakil v'azil Rabbi Abba miyimine, Rabbi Abba was walking on the right side of him. V'rabba Rabbi Chana mismale, and Rabbi Chana was walking on the left side of him. Amrle, Rabbi Abba l'ula, so Rabbi Abba, who was one of the Talmidim walking, says to Ula, who was on the donkey, Vaday da amrisu mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, didn't you? And he says, Damrisu, in plural. So he's talking to Ula on the donkey, and he's talking to the other person walking on the other side of the donkey, Rabba Rabba Chana. So Rabbi Abba says, didn't you two say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mevarchin ala or Ela Mamotzi Shabbos, Ho V'tchilas Bar Yasahu, for this statement that we just had in the name of Chen Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? Hadar Ula, Chazabe Rabba Rabba Chana Bishus. Ula, who is on the donkey, all of a sudden turns to the other person and looks at him askance. Looks at him, he's very upset. As if to say, you said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? No, I never heard that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So did you say that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Lai, so he notices the glance that his Rabbi Ula gave to him, and he defends himself. He says, Ano lava aha Amri. No. I never said, quoted Rabbi Yochanan about that statement. Ela aha Amri. This is what I quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, there was a brisa that was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Yom HaKippurim Shechalias B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, like it does this coming year, Af B'Makam Sha'amru, Shelo Lahadlik, even in the places where the minhag is not to light, on Erev Yom Kippur, normally, Madlikin, on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, you do light Mipnei Kvara Shabbos. Even if you don't usually have Yom Kippur, But the halacha of Kavod Shabbos overrides that, and therefore you get a light for Kavod Shabbos. We alluded to yesterday that the Rambam talks about halachas neiris in two places in Hilchos Shabbos. One place he says explicitly that it is part of Kavod Shabbos, and one place he talks about it, he says it's part of Onik Shabbos. And the Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas knows that it does both. There's both. When you light the candles, it's Kavod Shabbos, before Shabbos. And when you enjoy the candles on Shabbos, it's Onik Shabbos. So, Rav Shimon Elazar says, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, everybody agrees, you have to light. The Ani, Rabbi Yochanan, Basra, and Rabbi Yochanan, upon hearing that brisa, he says, no, no, no. The Chachamim Osrim, even in that case, the Chachamim say, one does not light. Yom Kippur overrides. Yom Kippur Shechalias for Shabbos. And that's what I said about Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And Amar Leisa, Ula hears this, Ula on the donkey, he says, Ada Tehei. Okay, fine. Fine, I accept your explanation. Let's just do a little more. Kari Alei Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef heard this story, he quoted the following pasuk from Mishlei about the interchange between Ula, who did not explicitly rebuke Rabba Bar Bar Chana. He looked at him, and he just showed that he was upset from the inside, and Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who was able to explain himself. So he said the following pasuk, Mayim Amukim Eitza Belevish, deep waters are the Eitza, the advice in the heart of a person, the ish tavuna yidlena, and an understanding man will pull it up, like your dola mayim, like you pull up water from the well. Mayim amukim eitza belev ish, the first half of the pasuk, ze ula, that's referring to Ula, because his rebuke was belev ish. He didn't say it explicitly. He was able to give the message even by just looking, right? He just looked at him. Ze'ula, vish tavuna d'yitzlena, and the smart man could draw it out. Zerar barachana, the Zerar barachana, who was able to explain himself just based on the look that he was given. Good. So we mentioned that the Gemara here says that the reason that we do Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. We will see soon in a couple of lines, the Gemara is going to quote that Adam HaRishon himself was the one who created fire on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we follow and we create a fire as well. But there is another source, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, one of the early Tanaitic sources, quotes in Perachav, a different idea. Not that Adam created, but he was showed fire. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, Bein Hashmashos Shel Shabbos Haya Adam Maharer Belibo. Vahaya Omer, Shema HaNachash Shehita Osi Yavov Yishven Yakev. Adam was nervous. He says, the Nachash got me once, maybe he's going to get me again. And he was upset. It was Motzei Shabbos, it was getting dark again. Finish Taleach Lo Amud Shel Eish. And a fire was sent to him by Hashem. Ula Shamra Ula Ha'ir Lo Mikora. To guard him and to show him the light. Ra Adam Amud Shel Eish V'samach B'libo. He saw the amud of fire, and he was happy. Upashat es yado la'or ha'esh. He stuck out his hand to the fire. Va'amar baruch atah Hashem al kinen achalam borei borei ha'esh, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And he made the bracha. Ukeshehirchik es yadav me'or ha'esh, and when he took his hands away, amar achshav ani yodea shenivdal yom ha'kodesh b'yom ha'chol. Now I understand there's a difference between Shabbos and weekday. Lama she'en lahaver esh b'yom ha'shabbos. This fire was only sent to me after Shabbos. Uba'osa shah, amar baruch Hashem al-kinim ha'chalam, ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Right, that's the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. It's a long, very early source. That's the other source that we have about Avdallah. We have our Gemara, which is going to be even more explicit in a couple of minutes, and we have this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. But interesting, the language of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, what did it say? He pashat es yado va'amar. He put his hands there, and then he said, Baruch Hashem Baruch Merahesh. Is one supposed to look at their fingers before making the bracha or after making the bracha? So if you look at just being with Ike in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it says he stuck his hands first and he got benefit, and then he made the bracha. So if it was, as the poskim say also, the Chachmei Sfara, the Ramban, the Ritva, if we would say that it's a berachas hanenin, so besides the major problem of why don't we make a bracha whenever we see fire and get benefit from fire, but also we should make the bracha before we get the hana'ah, like we do before every hana'ah, before we eat, before we drink, before we smell. The fact that we look at our fingers and then make the bracha also is another reflection of its being a birchas shevach vehoda. And there are different minhagim that are quoted in the achronim, whether one is supposed to look at their fingers before or after. Rabbi Yaakov Enden quotes one of the opinions in his Siddur, and other poskim quote in the back of the Radiance of Shabbos, one of the article books on Shabbos. There's a piece from Rav Moshe, a little article where he quotes what should do. He says, "Have ikar bebirchas mori moreish k'minag olam levarich tchila v'yachag achlis taka b'tzipranayim." Rav Moshe says the minog in many places is to first make the bracha and then to look. V'chemufurish came b'sidur yaveh, so b'sidur agra v'yatam. Even though it's not a birchas hanehen, even though she'ino birchas hanehenin, still because it says in mavargan alanah she'osu la'oro, he quotes a gemara maseches brachas v'chulu. He quotes different days, different reasons for it, and at the end he says, "But that's our minog." In Adi, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes another post and say, maybe you can do both. You can do both. You can look and make the bracha, look at the finger, put the fingers next to the fire, make the bracha, and keep looking at it, keep getting benefit even after you finish the bracha. So then one could have both. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah's lachshon is veroet tzipranayim umavarek bore mori ha'esh. So you want to be medaktik a little bit, medayik. He says to look and then to make the bracha. Again, that's what Ramosha says. But either way, this is how meduyik do you have to be in the earlier sources of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and others. Why don't we look at our fingernails? Why don't we look at anything else? Why dafka the fingernails? So the most practical answer is that's something that's always there. You don't have to look for it. It doesn't get lost. And it's something that you could get benefit from, in that the whole idea of light is being able to be mavchin, to distinguish. So if you want to distinguish between something that's always there, you're never going to have to look at, so what else on one's body? So the fingernail, where the fingernail meets the skin, that's something that can always be distinguished. That's one reason why we use the fingernails. Others say it's a siman bracha, because it's always growing. Right? What other part of our body is always growing in such a clear way that we always notice its growth? Another idea of Kabbalah that is quoted is that the fingernails, some Kabbalistic sources say that before Adam and Chava sinned, they were covered by a protective shield that was like a fingernail, and it protected them over their entire body. And after the chait, it was all removed, and the only thing that's left are our fingernails. It's the only protective part of the shield that's left, so that's what we look at also on Motzei Shabbos, which also has to do with the Chait and Adam and Chava, so also that the fingernails is something that is looked at. Okay, either way, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Havdalah. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll get back to other Inyanim. Says the Gemara on the third line now, V'inhu kiman savruha. They, who did they hold like? Ula and Rabba, that did not want to listen to Rabbi Abba. What did Rabbi Abba say, if you remember? Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that you only make a bracha on Motzoi Shabbos, not on Motzoi Yom Kippur. That's what he said. And they said, what? Rabbi Yochanan said that? They were very upset. Well, why are they so upset? What's wrong with that statement? Savru Akiha, they held like the following shita. To Amar of Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar of Yochanan, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Mivarchan al or, bein b'motzi Shabbos, bein b'motzo Yom HaKippurim, v'chein amadabar. This version of Rabbi Yochanan is that you make a bracha even on Motzoi Yom Kippur, and that's what the minog is, says the Gemara. V'chein amadabar. Period. May say, is that really true? We have another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Meisve im avarchan ala or ela b'motzi Shabbos. Ho al v'tchilas bir yasahu. We only make a bracha on fire on Motzi Shabbos as a zecher to the fact that fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. Tchilas bir yasahu v'chivan sheroeh mevarech miyad. And right when you see it, you make a bracha immediately. Again, you bedaik in that. First you see it, and then you make the bracha mevarech miyad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer sojourn ala kos. Rabbi says no. You don't make the bracha the first fire you see. Remember, in the days of old, they could have seen fire a lot on their way home, right? They have fires lit all over the place, in shul, on the road, and they get home. So the Tanakhama says that make a bracha right when you see the first fire. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, sojourn al hakos. You wait to make all the brachas of Havdalah al hakos, right, with the kos at home. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan halachak Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And we assume when Rabbi Yochanan said this, not only is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that sojourn ala kos, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda only argues when you make the bracha. But he would also agree with the Tanakhama that you only do it on Motzi Shabbos, not on Motzi Yom Kippur. So you see from this Rabbi Yochanan that you don't make the bracha on Motzi Yom Kippur. Stira, lokasha, kan ba'arsha shavas, kan ba'arsha hayotzi min ha'etzim min ha'avanim. What's the reason we make a bracha on fire on Motzi Yom Kippur? It wasn't created then. I mean, this year, Motzoi Shabbos is Motzoi Yom Kippur, so there's an overlap. But normally, why would we make a bracha on Motzoi Yom Kippur? Because we weren't allowed to get benefit from fire during Yom Kippur, and now we can get benefit. So to show that difference, we will make a bracha on the fire, right? We wouldn't do that on Motzoi Yontif, because on Yontif, fire is mutter, right? Ochel Nefesh. But on Motzoi Yom Kippur, we would. That's a very different reason. So, says the Gemara, the only way that is nikar, that there was a fire here that I couldn't get benefit from, and now I can, is by having a fire that was there the whole Yom Kippur, which I didn't use, and now I'm using it. That's called a ner shashavas. That's very different than Shabbos is just the opposite. Shabbos is about fire being created right now, and therefore you have to use a fire that was created right now, that was lit right now. So that's the difference. Within Yom Kippur, Or Sheshavas and Or HaYotzi Min HaEitz Min HaAvonim, fire that goes out of wooden and stones right now. And that is what the Minhag HaOlam is Bizman HaZeh. That if you only have a fire that was created, you don't have a fire that was lit. You don't have a flame that was lit from all of Yom Kippur. You only have one right now. Okay, so the Minhag is that there's no Chiyuv to make a bracha on fire on Motzoi Yom Kippur. If one has one, whether it's a yard site candle, whatever it is, an oven, fire that was on from before, so then one can light and make a bracha. That's the Chiluk. And then we have the same idea repeated. Tani chada or hayotzi min eitzim un havanim mevarchan alav. One brisa says yes bracha. Vatani chada ein mevarchan alav. Lo kasha kan b'motzoi Shabbos kan b'motzoi Yom Kippurim. On Motzi Shabbos, you could say mevarchan alav. Because that's been Esim and Avadim, and the whole idea is that it was created tonight. And on Yom Kippur, no, it has to be a Ner Sheshavas. What does Ner Sheshavas literally mean? A Ner that rested. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the second line on top, Ba'ar Sheshavas, Shehaya B'Shavas, Shedalak Hayom. It was a fire that existed today. Umikom Makom, Mimeleches Avera Shavas. But it was not lit by Avera. It wasn't lit in sin. Shedalak v'heter. It was lit with a heter. Kigon. Shelchaya v'shelchola. It was lit by a woman who's having a baby. She needs light or for a chola. Oh, a ner hadolig mer of Yom Kippur. Or a ner that was lit before Yom Kippur. Right? That was all ner sheshava, something that was already lit on Yom Kippur. B'derech heter. And it is still here that I wouldn't be able to get benefit from. Interesting, what Rashi does not say. What if you have a fire that was lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos? So a non-Jew is not mechuyev in Shabbos. He's actually usher to keep Shabbos. But is that considered an ersha Shabbos? So that is a comment that based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, the Maharam Chalava quotes it here, that one is not allowed to use an ersha hudlak al yedei nachri. Right? It would have the status of mitzvah above Avera, even though he didn't do an Avera. But from our vantage point, it still might be called a mitzvah above Avera. It's worse than where you have a beferish heter, like for a chola, or lit from before Shabbos. Period. Good. Two more lines. Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Chia Mechanson. Rebbe was Mefazer. He scattered the brachos. Like we said before, when he saw fire, he made a bracha on it. When he was brought Pesamim, he made a bracha on it. Mefazron, Rebbe Chia put them all together, like we do. Soter alakos. Amar debei Rebbe Yischa bar Avdimi, afal pisha Rebbe Mefazron, chozer v'sojern alakos. Ooh, even though Rebbe was Mefazerit and he said it all over, he was chozer v'soder al hakos. When he got home, he said them again. Alakos, why? Kedei lahotzi banav ubnei beso. To be motzi his family, banav ubnei beso. That is the Gemara. This is a very crucial line. What does it mean, banav ubnei beso? So, the Ritva says, to be motzi banav ubnei beso, and keep in mind, this is the last second to last Ritva we have in Maseches Psachim. The Ritva ends in Psachim Adav Nun Dalet. So, we'll have to wait again till we get to the next Ritva. I don't think there's a Ritva on Shkalim, so we'll have to get to the later Masechtas. But here it is, says the Ritva on our Gemara. Nireli she'ein birchas ha-besamim v'chazarazu. Rebbe said it again, besamim. He said besamim again? Besamim is a regular birchas ananin. How do you repeat that? Dahi birchas ananin, kvar yatsa. It's not like the Berachas Hayayin, Bari Paragafen of Kiddush, which is discussed in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that even if you said Bari Paragafen earlier, you can be Moti somebody else. There is in the context of a mitzvah, so it's a Berachas Ananin that takes on itself a status of Berachas HaMitzvah. That's a huge topic. Various times we have Berachas Ananin in the context of a mitzvah, therefore it takes on the status of a Berachas HaMitzvah. For example, at a wedding. by the Bori Pri Agafen that the Masada Kedushin says that he doesn't drink the wine, except according to some in Hagen, doesn't drink the wine maker I did according to many. How can he say Birchas Hanenin for somebody else without partaking? Because it's a Birchas Hanenin in the context of a mitzvah, and therefore we allow it. Or by Sheva Brachas. That's why some are machmir to have the first bracha go along with the second one. So it's not just a Bori Pri Agafen. But what about the poskim that allow the first bracha by itself? The first person, Bori Pri Agafen, he doesn't drink the wine. The answer is, that is in the context of Sheva Brachas, and therefore we are allowed, according to those poskim, to be mako, to allow one person to say the Bori Pri Agafen and allow the other person, the chassan and the kalev, to drink the wine. Just important for the person who gets that bracha not to talk until after the chassan and the kalev drink the wine. Many times when the grandfather or the rebbe comes down from the chuppah, everybody's giving him a big shkoyach. And, and he starts talking. But if he said the Bori Pri Agafen, he's got to wait till after the seventh bracha and the chassan and kalev drink for him not to have made a bracha levatala. So the Masada Kedushin has to make sure to remind the person who got that bracha not to be mafsik. But then the Ritva says, but you know what, here I have a problem, even if he would re-smell. Right, you might say, for sure that's fine. If he re-smells the besamim, says the Ritva, V'alpa b'shechozer meriechbo mikol makom nireh ke'ochel levatala kedei shi'avarech. He just smelled the besamim. What's he smelling the besamim again for? It's like he's telling you just dafka to make another bracha. I don't like that. But says the Ritva, amazing. Avamaya said, what can I do? Everybody does it. Shekfar nagu ha'olam lachzor ulesader berchas ate besamim lahotzi banavu b'nei beso. Everybody does it. V'yeshli lomar. So let me explain the minhag. So it's amazing. The Ritva says, theoretically, I would think it's wrong, but this is what the minhag does. So let me explain what the minhag is. Instead of just screaming at everybody, he says, but this is the minhag, so let me explain why they do it. V'yeshli lomar, de kishechozer u'meiriach, eino nire kimeiriach levatala. Kivan she'osekach lahotzi achirim, v'hana'a chashuva yizu, mibnei shegara mitzvah she'motzi achirim. It's not levatala because he's doing it to be motzi somebody else. Kol Yisrael ha'ravim zelazeh. So because of that, that's why it's not called levatala. And that's the minhag. The minhag is if somebody has done avdala, they would be able to do avdala again for their family. But then the next paragraph of the Ritva is also crucial. What does banavu b'nei beso always mean in Shas? In Shas, it always means wife and children. B'nei beso always means wife. Says the Ritva, this Gemara seems to say explicitly that a wife, a woman, is mechuyeves in havdala. That is a major machlokes Rishonim, whether women are chayavos and Avdallah. We know women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudis, all the mitzvahs. The Shaila is, what about Havdalah? It's related to Shabbos, but it is done after Shabbos. So is that included in Zachar V'Shamar? Chosh Yeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zachira. The Gemara in Shabbos and Brachas and Avchaf. So is that, are women included, is Havdalah included in that limud? That is a machlokas. The Ritva says, you see from this Gemara, that women are obligated. And then he says that even if you want to say it's a Zman Grama, to call the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein da oraisa tikkun v'dumya de kiddush shechayeves bo ubevade ishto bechlal bnei beso bechol makom. That is the Ritva. That is the machlokas. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Avdala and Reish Sadi Vav quotes 2 days about this. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days about this, and that's why the Rama says it's better for a woman to be yotzei by a man's havdala. If there's no man there, then the woman has to make havdala. The Aruch HaShulchan says, right, there's a legend that women should not drink the havdala wine because it's going to bring bad things, it's going to ever cause different things. So women don't drink the havdala wine. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, if somebody wants to keep that minhag Yisrael, fine. But if the woman is the only one there and she's making Avdala, a din overrides a minhag. And therefore, if there's no child to give the wine to, if there's no other drink to make Avdala on besides grape juice or wine, then a woman makes Avdala and she drinks the wine. That's the din, and therefore, and she should be proud of it, because that's the halacha, that we have a machlokas aposkim, and we're machmir to assume that women have to hear Avdala. And if she wants to be yotzei through a man, fine, but if there's no man, then she has to do havdalah. There is one suffix that Bir Halacha has, that we're machmer that a woman should make havdalah. Fine. But what about, is she chayeves in all havdalah? In all the parts of havdalah? The Bir Halacha has a suffix, and he is noted to say that if a woman is making havdalah for herself, I'll read the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, Nashim chayeves b'havdalah, kishem shechayeves b'kiddush, v'yesh mi shecholek. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore the Ramah says, Lo yabdil va'atzman rak yishmu avdala min ha'anashim. Fine. And the different svaras are given why this would be worse than any other zman grama that she can make a bracha on, the taz, the mangan avram. If we have time at the end, we'll come back to it. But the Bir Halacha says that women, when they are making avdala for themselves, they should skip the bracha of Bori Marei Ha'esh. Because it's a suffix whether they're chayevis in that, and therefore it could be a hefsik between the Bori Priya Guffin and the drinking of the wine, and therefore says the Bir Halacha, it's better to do it afterwards. He says, he goes back and forth into Reis Adivav, and he says at the end, V'ulai kivan delachad chila mitzvah l'sadram biyachad chad adinalu v'yoser nachal lomar de'ena chayevis v'birchaz anel l'kuli yama. And that's why the Shmir Shabbos says, Ishem avdila la'atzma, Lo tevarech birchas haner bein bircha brachos havdala ki hare be'etzem hi p'tura mi brachazu. V'im tevarech yezeb zechshash lahasik bein brachas lahavdala. Ava yecholo hi levarecha acher shetishte mikos havdala. She should make the bracha after she drinks from the cup. And in the footnotes, he quotes Shlomo Zalman, who was not so convinced that she cannot make it in the spot, because this is how havdala was mesukan and the order. And therefore, he's not so convinced that it should be done out of order. Again, so if this ever comes up, one should ask their local authority, to know exactly how a woman should make havdalah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on the second wide line at the end, V'or b'motzi Shabbos Ivri. Is it really true that or fire was created on Motzi Shabbos? V'atanya, but didn't we learn in the Brisa, it's really based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asara Dram Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, 10 items were created those last few seconds of Maisa Bereishis. Right, Ben Hashmashos on Erev Shabbos, the last few seconds of Maisa Bereishis. What were they? Hashem had to get these in. Ve'elohein, all these miraculous items throughout history. Be'er, the Be'er of Miriam, V'haman, the Mon, V'keshes, rainbow. That's the big Shiloh the Mefarshim and the Mishnah talk about. A rainbow, isn't that a natural occurrence? And didn't Hashem create nature earlier? What, a rainbow wasn't created earlier when it rained? V'hakeshes, or when the constellations. Ksav, the olive bays, letters. V'mach u'michtav, the writing instrument. A michtav. What is a michtav? Right, it's that Hashem used to... Rashi quotes, Chakikasan Vitsurasan. Now, in writing, maybe an engraving instrument, some type of eight, Vecheret Shenechtabo Chakikas Haluchos, right? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Luchos with Kavayachal. Vahaluchos, Vekivro Shel Moshe, and the Kever of Moshe. What, wasn't that a physical, area? So, some idea that, the fact that it was miraculous that nobody could ever find it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Umaara and the cave, Sha'amad Ba Moshe Velio, the cave that Moshe stood when Hashem's presence, Kaviyachal, went by him, Benikra Al-Atsur, right, the Psukim in Kisisa, and Elio stayed in the same cave when he was running away from being killed. Psichas Pia Ason, the mouth of the donkey. Psichas Pia Ason, that was also created, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam. Upsichas Pia Aton, and the opening of the mouth of the Psichas Pia Aretz, and the opening of the mouth that swallowed Korach. Levloas Arishayim, all of these items were created Erev, Shabbos, Bein, Hashmashos, the last few moments. Interesting lashon, the Pia Aretz. What do you mean you have to create the Pia Aretz? Was there a creation there? The land just split. What do you mean the Pia Aretz? There is an amazing Tosfos Yontif on Pirkei Avos. If you look there in Parakei Mishnah Vav, he's bothered by five or six questions. What does it mean, Pia Aretz, here in this Mishnah, that it was created? What does it mean when the Pasuk says, V'mbriya Yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates something, what the land separating is a creation? V'hinei harei brua va'omedes, k'vi kabbalas chazal. Right, like Chazal say, what do you mean it was created? Right, it was created here. Then Kabbalasam Ela Ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu. That he quotes a couple Ufatasah Adama Espia. Patasah, you always found as somebody opens its mouth to say something. Right, so what does that mean here? The land said something? And he quotes the Psukim. Says that Vayirdu Chaim Sha'ola. Let me just find what he says Valo. He says Va'afsha. So here it is, I'm sorry. The Am ran away to their voice. Ve'ein b'derach shom e kol tsoakim oy vavoy sheyanusu. Usually if you hear people in pain and in trouble, you don't run away, you run to them. Right, to help them. Aval yiskarvu al kol hahu l'shmo ha'sibashet tsoakim ba'avura. So I don't know, he asks five or six questions here, and at the end he says, it must be, in his view, what happened here was that the ground itself spoke. Kola means the ground in plural. It spoke and it screamed out, we are swallowing Korach v'Hadasso because of what they did. In Yonam Dibur, and that's the Bria, Vimbria Yivra Hashem, Ufatzah Adama, it was created, Bein Hashvashes, but the talking in Befoal was here. She'in Yonam Vechein, V'Nasham Aparim Svasenu, Inyanu Bisvasenu. He quotes that they act, the ground actually talked. Lashmiya kol svatayim kol tvarim lakid. Kol anasa besocha shol tachtis ha-madrigos. You can look here for more. The Tosfos Yadav and Pirkei Avos. The P ha-aris. Let's just finish the question and then we'll talk more about this Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Mishum Aviv. Af ha-or, there's our problem. Va-pered. Or fire was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashbashas. And va-pered and the mule. What do you mean, the mule? Rashi quotes, the first mule in history. Uperad risho nivra min ha'aretz, velo ba min ha'kilayim, even though a mule comes from kilayim, which we'll see by Hashem soon, a little later on the daf. But Hashem, ein chol chadash tachas ha'shamesh, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Rashi quotes it, and that's why Hashem had to create the first mule. Okay. Rabbi Yoshia Omer Mishum Aviv, af ha'ayil, also the ayil that was used by the Akedah, v'ha'shamir, the little worm that was used by Shlomo, to cut the stones for the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afatzeves, also the first tongs, that was the instrument that was used to create, again, Maisa Bracious, the symbol of this. Huayo Omer, Safta, Betsapsa, Misavda, every later tongs needs a tongs to hold it, right? When you pick up a hot metal tongs, you need another tongs to pick it up. So Hashem had to create the first tongs. Basically means, like the Ramban talks about in Parshas Bereishis, Hashem created the first matter, which then was used to create all other matter. First he created Yesh Miayin, and after that, everything else was Yesh Miyesh. V'tzavsa kamaisa man avid, who made the first tzavsa, the first tongs? Hala'ai birya b'deshamayim, wasn't it first HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Amar Leh, the answer was, why does the Tanakhama leave out the tongs? Efshar she'yashena b'tzfus v'yikven ha'kevan. It's possible that you can make a tongs, you make a mold, you pour hot metal, molten metal in there, and then it's formed there. You don't need a tongs to make a tongs. You could create it through a mold. Hoyla ay bir yibidei adam means, therefore it could also be, the first tongs might have been made bidei adam, the first type of tool. But either way, our question is, you see from the Mishnah and expanded upon it from the Brises, that fire was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, not on Motzi Shabbos. So lo kasha, habar di don habar di gehenim. Different fires. Fire that we call fire, worldly fire, and gehenim fire. Or di don b'motzi Shabbos. Our fire was created on Motzi Shabbos, Adam HaRishon. Or di gehenim b'Erev Shabbos. Or di gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Period. There is a huge discussion. There's a Rambam. If you never saw this Rambam, it's required reading. The Rambam, both in Shmona Prakim, in his Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, and also right here on the Mishnah, the Rambam says, we discussed this in the past, the Rambam Shita is, hashkafically, that there's no such thing as a nes. To say that there is a nes, a miracle, that Hashem had to change nature, would reflect an imperfection in the Bria, says the Rambam. And therefore, there's no such thing as a nace that Hashem could change something. Really, the Rambam says, every nace was pre-programmed from Maisa Bracious to occur at a later time in history. And that's the teva of that item for that moment. That's how the Rambam views it. And therefore, Hashem put into the Bria that water always flows downstream, except at two points in history, by Kriyas Yamsuf and Kriya of the Yardain, that the water was going to split. But that was pre-programmed from beforehand, says the Rambam. And the Rambam says that's the pshat of all of these nisim that occurred ben Hashmashas. What does it mean ben Hashmashas? That Hashem pre-programmed them. Shehem far zachati lecha. Shehem lo yaminu bechidish haratzon ace achar ace. Hashem doesn't get involved and change things during history. Ela shebereishis asiyas hadvarim. Husam betivam sheyase bohem kol ma sheyase bein shahaya hadavar sheyase tadir. Whether it's something that happens all the time, what we call nature, v'hu hadavar hativi ubein shahaya leitim rechokos v'hu amofes. And therefore, all these items, says the Rambam, are examples of all the miraculous event that happens in history. But not all of them are on the list. Why are some of them not on the list? Okay, you got to work it out. Why isn't Kriyas Yam Sofir? Okay, because the Rambam says that was already created when water was created. And the nature was given to water. But that's the sheet of the Rambam, that every nace that ever occurs in history was pre-programmed. And this Mishnah is telling me that message. And these are all examples. The Ramban... So think about whether there's any nafkamina lahalacha, but there's definitely a nafkamina in hashkafa. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, in his famous piece, definitely argues on a hashkafic level, where the Ramban says just the opposite. All of Teva is Nes. And everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even if it happens all the time, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mechadish b'chol yom tamid. And there's nothing wrong with saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing a miracle in the middle of a history. The Ramban says, that shows that there's hashkacha pratis. That shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the creator, but he's still involved in the world in a very intense and personal way. That's the Ramban. In the end of Oh, where he has the very strong language. I'm going to just read you the end of it. For now, where the Ramban says, "Umin hanisim hagedolim hamufursamim." Through the fact that every once in a while there is a miraculous event, a demode benisim anistarim, a person admits to the hidden miracles. Shehem yisoda Torah kula, she'ein lo adam chelik b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person does not have a chelik in Taras Moshe ad shenamin until we believe. B'chol devareinu mikreinu. About everything that happens to us. Shekulam nisim ein bohem teva uminhago shel olam. Bein barabim, bein biyachid. There's no such thing as teva. It's only nes. Right? Mother nature has a father. Right? It's all miraculous. So, on a hashkafic level, you might say, is it just semantics? No, there's something there. The Ramban and the Rambam discussing whether teva is really nes or nes is really teva, but it comes from this Mishnah that we have in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, V'or, right about the 10th line or so, 10th wide line, V'or de Gehenim Be'er of Shabbos Ivri, was fire of Gehenim created on Erev of Shabbos, really? V'yotanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Shiva Dram Nivro, called him Shiva Olam, 7 items that were created before the world was created. There are a lot of sevens. Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, 7 Nevios, and the famous sevens, but here's another 7. 7 items created before the world. Ve'elohein, Torah, Shuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. Beis HaMikdash obviously means Beis HaMikdash Shel Malah. And now we quote Psukim for each one. Torah, Dechsev, Hashem, Karani, Reishis, Darko. Reishis, Darko, that's the Torah. Tshuva, Dechsev, Beterem, Harim, Yuladu. Vixiv, Tashiv, Enosh, Adaka, Vatomer, Shuva, Bnei Adam. Tshuva was before. Gan Eden, Dechsev, Vayita, Hashem, Elokim, Gan, Be'eden, Mikedem. From before, not just east. Gehenim, Dechsev, Ki Aruch, Me Esmol, Tafteh. It was already set from yesterday, where we are seduced in. Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash, Tachziv, Kisei HaKavod, Kisei HaKavod Marom, Meirishon, Mako Mikdashenu, Shmo Shal Mashiach, Tachziv, Yihi Shmo Lolam, Lefnei Shemesh, Yanun Shemo. So you see, question mark, you see, Gehenim was created before the world. So how can you say Gehenim was created at Ben HaShemashas? So the Gemara says, Amri Chalolohu Denivra Kodem Shivra HaOlam. The space where it was going to be was created before va'ardi de be'erev Shabbos, but its fire was on erev Shabbos. What does that mean exactly? Right, we're not sure. The space of Ganem, the area, but the fire was created before. Again, all these items. What's the message of created before the world? It means that these are not based on logic, and they're not based on this worldly ideas. Right, this time of year we speak about tshuva. Right, tshuva is not based on this world. Right, it's me'ala teva, to change the past, to wipe out the past. That is something that is, we can't fathom that. We can't understand that, and that's why. It's one of the things that were created before the world was created. But either way, what did we say so far? So our fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. The fire of Gehenna was created on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara now, back to the earlier question. The Ardi Dei Be'erev Shabbos Ivri. So our fire was created on, I'm sorry, Gehenim's fire, Ardi Dei, was created on Erev Shabbos. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Orche, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'sheni B'Shabbos, the fire, that the Or, that the light that Hashem created on the second day, Ein Lo Kevia La'olam, it never is distinguished. In Amar, V'yatzu V'ra'u B'figreho Anashim HaPoshim Bi, and they will go out to see those that rebel against me, Ki Tolatam Lo Tamus, V'asham Lo Tichbeh. The Yomer, as you see, it's talking about the fire of Gehenna. It's talking about on Yom Sheni. The Yomer Rabbi Benah, Vereid Rabbi Ula, Bebnei Malo, Nalmar Kitov, B'Sheni, B'Shabbos. Why is there no Kitov? So one shot is that there was splitting, but another shot, Bebnei Shenivra Bo, Arshel Gehenim. Arshel Gehenim was on Monday. The Yomer Rabbi Elazar, Even though there's no Kitov on Monday, on Friday, on Yom Shishi, it was all included in the larger one. But question marks, you see, it was created on Monday, not on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas. So Ella, here we go. Chalala Kodem Shnevra Olam. The Chalala, the space, the space for Gehenna was created before the world was created. Like the Brisa said. Va'ordi Day B'Sheni B'Shabbos. And its fire was created on Monday. Va'ordi Dun and our fire, you're right. Our fire was Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. B'machshava alo libaris be'erev Shabbos. B'machshava Hashem thought kaviyachol this created on Erev Shabbos. V'lo nivra on Motzi Shabbos. And it was only then created on Motzi Shabbos. Machshava and Poel always means, I mean, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a mind like we have, and he doesn't change his mind. But the message is that there is some idea that is expressed by the fire being created on Friday, and an idea expressed about Motzi Shabbos. Hashem decided that the latter idea is the one that he wanted to put in befoel. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Alu Machshava Libaros Be'erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivra Ad Motzi Shabbos. There were two things that Hashem Kaviyachol thought to create before, meaning during Maisa Bereishis, and he waited till after Maisa Bereishis. Ube Motzi Shabbos, Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dei Ab Adam Arisho, this is what we said before, Hashem gave Adam Dei'a, Me'ein Dugma Shalmala, similar to heavenly da'as, meaning the ability to create. The Havishne Avanim V'Tachon and Zubazu, he brought two stones and ground them, right, he was the first Boy Scout. V'Yatza Me'anor, and he made fire, he created fire on Motzi Shabbos, right, that's against the other Pirkei Derabbi Elazar version, that fire was brought to him. V'Havi, and what else did he do? V'Havishne Behemos V'Rekib Zubazu. V'Yatza Me'anor, he also created a mule. What did he create a mule for? Right, he created fire, obviously that was a yushas. But also says he was tochen and he created a mule. Mefarshim talk about exactly why it is. But maybe also, Ein Kol Chadash Tachat HaShemesh, Hashem wanted him create, maybe the kilayim element of it was that Hashem didn't want it created during Maaseh Bereishis. But it was created right afterwards. Okay, either way, now we know Bizman Hazeh, it is an Isser to create a mule. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Pered Bimei Anahaya. No, it was later. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Pered, the mules were Bimei Ana, which is a personality later in Bereishis, in the descendants of Esav, Shenemar, at the end of Vayishlach. Hu Ana Asher Matzah Es Hayemim Bamidbar. This is Ana that found the mules in the Midbar. Rashi on that pasuk says he didn't only find them, he breeded them. He created them. Period. Darshei Rish Chamuros Hayu Omrim. Those who Darshim Sukim say, Ana Pasol Haya. Ana was a Mamzer. He was a Pasol. Lefichach, Hevi Pasol Olam. And that's why he was a Mamzer, and therefore he brought mules into the world. Shneamar. How do you know he was a Pasol? From the following. Rashi quotes this, Ala Torah. Eila B'nei Seir HaChori. There should be like a dot, dot, dot after that. These are the children of Seir. Included in the children of Seir are Tzivon and Ana. Ana is a son of Seir. And then the next pasuk says, V'ksiv, Eila b'nei Tzivon, Va'aya va'ana. Aya was a son of Tzivon. So was Aya a son of Seir, a brother? It says Aya and Tzivon were sons of Seir. And then it says, Aya and Tzivon were brothers, sons of Seir. And then the next pasuk says, Aya was a son of Tzivon. Ella, what must be? Shebat Tzivon al imo. Must be Tzivon was Boel, had relations with his mother. V'holim imena Ana, and he had Ana. So Ana was the son of Tzivon, and also the brother of Tzivon. And that's how you know he was a mamzer. Ayvedoma tre anahavi. Maybe it just means two Anas. Why do you have to have such a drasha? Amarava, Amina Milsa, the Shvermalka lo Amra. I'll tell you something that even Shvermalka didn't say. Who is Shvermalka? Umanu Shmuel. Shvermalka is a Lashon of esteem, and that's Shmuel. Ika da Amri, or Amra Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shvermalka lo Amra. I'll tell you something that even Shvermalka didn't say. Umanu Rava. Amakra, who Ana? What's the actual word? Who? Who Ana de Me Ikara. It's Ana that was always the same Ana. Period. Okay, this is the Gemara. Fine. Tosfos asks a simple question. What does the Gemara say? That Ana is called the son of Tzivon and the brother of Tzivon. And the son, and he's, but he's really the son of Seir. Ask Tosfos, but what do you mean? He's not the son of Seir at all. He's the son of Seir's wife. Right? He's the son, who's Ana's father, according to this? Tzivon and Seir's wife. So what does the pasuk call him the son of Seir for? So Tosfos says, Lo matzinu b'chol haTorah. You never find a stepson called a son. V'hacha amar, and that's why we call him son, the Vishanolad Me'ishto. So says Tosfos, Yeshlomo, you know why he's called the son of Seir? Because he's the grandson of Seir, not because he's the stepson of Seir. Because Seir had Sivon, and Sivon had Ana, and that's why he's called the son of Seir, because grandchildren could be called children, even though a stepson wouldn't be called a son. So this Tosfos, you read this Gemara, and Tosfos, you think, okay, fine, I got it. Unbelievable. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos, in the back of the Gemara, many times we have the Piskei Tosfos, one of the Balei Tosfos who compiled the Halacha L'maisa results of the Tosfos. It's just usually one or two pages in the back of every Masechta. So if you look in the Piskei Tosfos right here, right after the Gemara, before the Rush, so we have an Oth Kuf Mem Hei, a summary of this Tosfos, quoted Halacha L'maisa, Ben Ishto Eino Kori Oso Bino. Ben Bino Kori Oso Bino. You don't call a stepson a son, you call a grandson a son. That's it. Why is this important? The Shvus Yaakov uses this in a tshuva. Unbelievable. We had a Shvus Yaakov yesterday. The Shvus Yaakov used it in a tshuva. There was a case where there was a man on his deathbed that wrote all of his nechassim. He had a very fancy library. All of his property wrote to his son. And then he died. The problem is he didn't have a son. He had a stepson and he had a grandson. But he didn't have a son. So Shiloh was, what, and the grandson was a big, the stepson was a big Talmud Chacham. So the question is, what did he mean? Maybe he meant the grandson, because B'nai Badim HaRei Kabanim, maybe he meant the stepson, because the stepson is like a son, and he was a Talmud Chacham also, he wanted to be Mahane, he's Nechasim to a Talmud Chacham, he goes back and forth, and at the end of the Shuvah, he says, look in Tosfos and the Piskei Tosfos on our Sugya, it's Mefurish. When a person says son, he doesn't mean stepson. He means grandson. And obviously the stepson would realize after he goes through this sugya that this is the halacha and he wouldn't even want the nechasim because this is obviously the halacha. This is the Shvus Yaakov in Aleph Kuf Samach Tes. He calls our Tosas in the middle of an agadata about Ana. Right, you would think, what does this have to do halacha l'maisa? But it's right here. Tosas and the Piskei Tosfos and the Shvus Yaakov. Okay, weiter. Tana Rabbanan, again, as you see, these dafim are jam-packed. We do what we can do. Asar Devarim Nivru Be'er Shaz Ben Hashmashas. The following 10 items were created, so a little different here. We're going to have a couple of extra ones. Ve'elohein, Be'er, Uman, Ve'keshas, Haksav, Amechta, Ba'aluchos, Kibro Shal Moshe, Uma Arish, Amar Bo Moshe Ve'elyo. Psichas Pi'as, and Psichas Pi'aris, Lavloas Arishon, those we had already. Ve'yesh Omer, Af Maklo Shal Aron, Shketeo Pracheha, the staff of Aharon, with all of its Shketimu Prachim. Obviously, that didn't happen yet. It just means the potential for this nace to occur happened now. V'yesh omrim af amazikin, the demons were created now. V'yesh omrim af bigdush adam arishon, Adam's clothing. What does that mean? So Rashi has two deis here. Either it means Adam had fancy clothing that had pictures of all the animals on it, and he gave it to Nimrod, and then when Nimrod was killed, Esav took it. Right, a very fancy baguette. Or it means the kosnos or that Hashem gave him and Chava after they sinned. Right, the Gemara says in Sota, just like Hashem was Malbush Arumim, so too we. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim, Mechuzim Ibn Adam, seven items, seven things, are covered from the das of a person. Elohein, Yom HaMisa, person does not know the day of their death. That's why the Marsha says, that's why we have the Mishnah, Shuv Yom Echal Lefnei Misascha, because any day. The Yom HaNechama, and the day of comfort. What is Nechama? The day that our tsaros are going to end. Right? Everybody has different tsaros. We don't know that day either, because if it was far away, we just have more tsaros. And if it was tomorrow, it wouldn't be the same type of tsar. So day of our tsaros. The Omek Adin, and the depth of judgment that we will be held accountable for. The Ein Adam Yodea Ma Shebelibo Shel Chaveiro. And also, we can't read other people's minds. Right? Imagine the world would be a different place if we could. Not necessarily a better place. Vein adam yodea ma b'ma mistaker. A person does not know, but v'vadai what he will be able to gain a good parnasa in. Umalchus beizavid matai tachzor. Umalchus chayeves matai techle. When will Malchus beizavid return? When will the Roman or the modern day subjugators of the Jewish people? When it will be destroyed? Tana Rabbanan Gimel Dvarim Alu B'machshav Ali Baros. There are three things that Hashem thought of creating. V'imlo Alu Dinu Shialu. And if he didn't even think of it, Kaviyacho, is appropriate that it would have been thought of. Al Hamesha Yasriach, right? Meaning these are the items that we wouldn't be able to live without. That a dead body becomes putrid and disintegrates after a while. Right? That's needed because if not, a person would just keep his dead relatives in his living room and it just wouldn't be a good idea. Right? Number one. Number two. V'alameshi ishtakech min alev. And also that somebody who's niftar is forgotten over time, as the Gemara says in Brachas, after 12 months. Right? We wouldn't be able to exist if we had the same feelings throughout our lives of the feeling of the loss of a niftar. Right? Feelings dissipate and we have to have those feelings dissipate. V'alatua shetirakev and tfua also over time rots. So this is so that the rich people do not get all of the tefuah and hoard it, right? And this way, they have to take a certain amount because they know if they take a lot, it's gonna rot anyway. They only take a certain amount, so that leaves for everybody else. Also, a matveya, the fact that there are currencies in the world. The Marsha just leaves this one, but Tzarachian. Currencies are not anything like a miracle. Like the first few items, you know, you can say it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, currencies that are being circulated. To say, maybe it could have meant that the rich people would have kept all their money, but now that the fact that money is accepted as, and gold or silver is accepted as money, so you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also runs the economies of the world. Period. We go weiter. Next discussion of the next minhag. Makam shenagu lasos malacha betisha bav osin. Makam shenagu shlo lasos malacha ein osin. Different minhagim about whether there's an, when the malacha is done on tisha bav. Rashi on the riff, which is not really Rashi. Rashi says, the purpose of this is a malacha is to keep my focus on the avelus. That's why I'm supposed to be focused on the avelus. The Trumas Hadeshin has a discussion. Are you allowed to do malacha al yidei nachri with an akum on Tisha B'Av? Because there, you know, you're not thinking about, you're not having a Hesach Hadas from the Avelis. Maybe it's Mutter. And he goes through back and forth whether it's better or worse than Chol HaMoed. On the one hand, you might say Chol HaMoed is Daraisa, according to some poskim. Tisha B'Av for sure is Durabanan. But on the other hand, there are Heterim by Chol HaMoed explicitly. Davar Ha'aved, V'chulu, Tisha B'Av, maybe no. Maybe there are no Heterim. And even if you do it through a guy. So he has that discussion back and forth, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also in Tavkuf Nundal. Says the Mishnah, "Ubechal makom tamidei chachamim v'teilim." But in all places, tamidei chachamim should be batel and not do work on Tisha B'Av. This does not mean work like malacha of Shabbos. It just means work, meaning focusing on making a living and not focusing on Tisha B'Av. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer la'olam yasa adam asma talmid chacham. Shimon Gamliel says it's no problem for a person to make himself into a talmid chacham and not to do work. Rashi says it's not a violation of mechzi kiyuhara. We wouldn't think that he's bringing undue attention to himself, which is something Bezrin will talk about more on tomorrow's daf. Amar Shmuel. Then Shmuel made the following statement. Ain't Taina Seber, but Bavel, Ela Tisha B'Av Ilvad. The only public fast that you have in Bavel is Tisha B'Av. What exactly does that mean? Rashi, Ramban, others. Rashi says, because in Bavel they don't need the rain, so if there goes there a Tainus, it doesn't have the same full-fledged status as a Tainus like Tisha B'Av does. Right, with starting fasting the night before, and all the other chumras that apply. Only Tisha B'Av. The Ramban and the Ritva say, what are you talking about? There are other fasts. If there's a Tsar in Bavel, you'd be goes there a fast too. Well, fine, there's no rain problem. But there are other, there's famines, there's others. So they all give different shot them exactly what Shmuel means. Lameimra, the Sarva Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Bena Shmuel, Shalom Asur. But what's the Chumr of Shmuel? Shmuel is saying that Tisha B'Av is very Chumr, that even Ben HaShmashos is Asur. Ben HaShmashos is going into Tisha B'Av, you already are, this still also an Isra Malacha? The Armor Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Ben HaShmashos Shalom Mutter, but Shmuel says it's Mutter. So how could Shmuel, the first statement of Shmuel, doesn't that mean, what is he telling us about the Chumr of Tisha B'Av? That there's an Isra Malacha by Ben HaShmashos, but he says there isn't. V'chit HaMaksar Shmuel. And if you want to say this is what Shmuel means, call Tainis Tzibur, Ben HaShmashos Shalom Mutter, maybe Shmuel holds all Tainis Tzibur, Ben HaShmashos is Mutter. So but when he says, the only Tainis Tzibur Bavel is Tisha B'Av, he's not saying that Ben HaShmashos is Asur. He's saying it regarding some other halachas. But really, it's Mutter, Vo'anantanam, but we learned in the Mishnah, Ochlim v'shosim ibo'od yom, that on the fast days you eat before Ben HaShmashos. Lim'ute mai, lav lim'ute Ben HaShmashos. Isn't that excluding Ben HaShmashos? The Gemara says, lo, lim'ute mishach ha'sheicha. Maybe it's excluding nighttime. Other less fast days start in the morning, and the Tani Osibor start at night. Period. Meaning, so Shmuel does say, inachinami, Shmuel holds that there is no Isser Malacha during Ben HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av. It's only at night. Period. Name a Messiah, let's support this Shita. Ain't Ben Tisha B'Av Yom HaKippurim. Elish is Zesfeko, Asav Zesfeko Mutter. We have the following statement. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur except for Safek. Sfeko Asav, Sfeko Mutter. Mais, what does that mean? Why? Because Yom Kippur is Daraisa and Tishrei is Darabanan. Mais Sveiko Mutter, what Suffolk are we talking about? La Ben Ashmashus. Aren't we talking about Ben Ashmashus, which is Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila? And there it says, Tishrei is Mutter. So isn't that a Raya? The Gemara says, lo, Kita Amar, Rav Shishi, Beidur Rav Iti, Lekfiya Diyarcha, like Rav Shishi says later on, regarding a different context, Kfiya Diyarcha, Achanami Lekfiya Diyarcha. The subject that we're talking about is Kfiya Diyarcha. What does that mean? Rashi says, if you're not sure which month Bezdin was Mekudash, right, that the Shluchim go out for Av, but if they didn't get there, you have to hold, do you have to hold 2 days of Tisha B'Av, or 2 days of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur 2 days, Tisha B'Av not. That is Rashi. Tosva says, doesn't like that pshat, he says, there's never 2 days of Yom Kippur anywhere. No, it must be a person who's by himself somewhere. And he's Pesavik. It's not a din in a city. But it's a singular individual who's on a desert island and he's not sure which day is Yom Kippur. So then he would have to do 2 days because he is not sure. What about Tisha B'Av? If he's not sure where he is? So there's a Minchas Chinuch, a very important Minchas Chinuch. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow in Shin Aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch says all the fast days aren't a din in the day. It's a din in a day within the month. As the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Tzom Ha'asiri, Tzom Ha'Ravi, the Pasuk names the months, not the day. So Minchas Chinuch there says the Misorah is to do 1 day in the month and not a specific day, and that's how you can be Yotze, even if you did the wrong day in the month. So, Ezra, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Let's just do a little bit more. Darash Rava, Ubaros Umei Nikos Misanos Umashlimos Bo, Kedarash Misanos Umashlimos Yom Kippurim. Pregnant women and nursing women have to fast on Tisha B'Av like they fast on Yom Kippur. Ubein Ashmashas Shalom Asur. Vechanam Shed Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ben Ashmashas of Tisha B'Av is Asur. Right? Not like Shmuel said this mutter. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Vyam Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av Eino Ketai Nesibur. Aye, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan said Tisha B'Av is not like a Ketai Nesibur. My Lava Ben Ashmashas, doesn't he mean that in the context, that means regarding Ben Ashmashas, it's not like a Tainas Sibur. What says Lo Lemalacha? No, it means for Malacha. Regarding Malacha, it's not like a Tainas Sibur. Really, we know that already. Malacha Tanina. Malacha Shinago Lasses Malacha Betishbav Osin. Malacha Shinago Shlo Lasses Ain Osin. If you're Rav Shugam Liel Lo Amar El Dechi Yasev Lo Avi Lo Mechseki Yora. If you're Rav Shugam Liel says that if you don't do Malacha, it's okay. Aval Mesa Lo Aser. Nobody said there's an Isser Malacha. Just totally on Minag. Say Elamai Ket Ainu Katayna Sibur Litzfilas Neila. So what must Rav Yochanan have meant? It's not like a Tanna Sibur regarding Ni'ila. There's no Ni'ila on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not a Yom Tfila. It's a Yom Avelus. And therefore there's no Ni'ila. Says the Gemara, what's wrong? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, v'levayshi yispalo adam ha'olek kolayam kulo. Rabbi Yochanan says the bracha, you can daven all day. What's wrong with Ni'ila? The Gemara says there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that you don't have to. Hasam chova hacharishus. Over there, it's an obligation. There's an obligation on the fast days to have to do Ni'ilah. But here, there is no obligation on Tisha B'Av, period. Okay, those are three suggestions so far. How do you answer the Stira in Rabbi Yochanan? So either you say, is it talking about Ben Ashmashas? Then you would have the problem. So we had two suggestions so far that maybe it's talking about Malacha, maybe it's talking about Tefillah. Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll have two more suggestions to answer the question, the Stira in Rabbi Yochanan, period. And maybe we'll start with that Minchas Chinuch as well. Okay, we'll stop here.